You Be the Judge, Sentencing, Community Outrage, and Calls for Dismissal, Trellis Law Blog for April 12, 2024, written by Anka Mason. Today's focus is on Marion County Superior Court Judge Mark D. Stoner. This week, calls for his immediate resignation have grown louder following his sentencing decision involving the convicted killer of a beloved Indiana police officer. You Be the Judge as we take a look at the challenges of sentencing in the face of devastating community loss. Who are the parties? In April 2020, Officer Brianne Lath was gunned down by Elias Dorsey while responding to a domestic violence call. In February of this year, Dorsey was found, quote, guilty but mentally ill, end quote. Just this week, Judge Stone sentenced Dorsey to time served and probation for the killing of Officer Lath and 25 years in prison for the attempted murder of his girlfriend, whom he shot as she ran from the apartment they shared. According to reports, the case started as a death penalty case. After the verdict, however, 63 years became the maximum possible penalty. NBC affiliate WTHR Online reports that now, quote, the Indianapolis Police Union is calling for Judge Mark Stoner to resign. Officers are outraged and calling for judicial reform after the sentence given to the man who shot and killed Officer Lath. End quote. Indeed, according to reports, ND Fraternal Order of Police, or FOP, called for four additional judicial reforms in Marion County, including, quote, a civil committee to review the Marion County court system, a meeting with the governor to explore additional resources and executive actions, a commission to look at criminal justice outcomes in memory of Lath and domestic violence victims, and for the state to review the current policy of judges not being elected in Marion County. End quote. This is because, quote, judges are appointed, reviewed, and approved by an unelected body, and then Marion County residents vote on whether to retain a judge. According to Ballotpedia, quote, Judge Stone's current term ends on December 31st, 2024. In 2018, he received 76% of the vote to retain his seat. On the heels of such a high-profile, emotionally contentious decision in the Dorsey case, however, the question is whether he will retain the favor of voters in this upcoming election. In the judge's seat. In her online article from November 8, 2018, Anne Lee Firth shared the results of a survey of judges on the subject of regret for past sentencing decisions. Firth's survey findings, not scientific, as she states, revealed that, quote, nearly 80% of the 464 judges who responded said yes to the question of, quote, whether they have ever regretted one of their rulings, end quote. The article includes anonymous quotes from judges who have had to live with the consequences of sentencing decisions. The National Judicial College's website also includes articles on judicial discretion and sentencing guidelines. There are practical tips, such as the following, taken from a May 21, 2015 article, in which the author, the Honorable Thomas A. Zone, writes in Guideline Number 6 of 10, quote, consider the results of your decision. This includes both the legal and practical consequences. Remember Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Ask yourself, is the reaction of what will flow from your decision one which will foster justice being done in the case, or could it lead to irreparable harm which could have been avoided by choosing another course or action? End quote. Does Judge Stoner's decision follow this advice? On Thursday, Judge Stoner, in explaining his sentencing decision in the Dorsey case, stated, quote, if I gave him the maximum sentence, I would have actually, in 10 years, I think, less control over him than what I've done here. If he takes his medication and if he goes back to being a law-abiding citizen, which he was for 31 years, then I will have had longer control and protected the community longer this way than if I had given the maximum sentence, end quote. Do you agree? Interested in finding out more on judges in your state? Check out Trellis. Trellis is an AI-driven state trial court research and analytics platform. We make the fragmented U.S. state trial court system searchable through a single interface, offering comprehensive insights into judges, cases, and opposing counsel. Effortlessly track lawsuits across states and stay updated with on immigration documents. Request a demo today and elevate your legal practice with our intuitive analytics and APIs.